ब्लॉकिंग माय दर्शन। गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी वनच यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, निथाय गौर हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल, जय जय प्रभुपाद, 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 हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये, नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च, नंद गोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कलेर्दोषनिधे राजन् अस्ति हि एको महान् गुणः कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्तसङ्गः परं व्रजे कलेर्दोषनिधे राजन् अस्ति हि एको महान् गुणः कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्तसङ्गः परं व्रजे कलेर्दोषनिधे राजन् अस्ति ह्येको महान् गुणः कीर्तनादेव कृष्णस्य मुक्तसङ्गः परं व्रजे Kalehe, of the age of Kali. Dosha, Nidehe, in the ocean of faults. Rajan, O king. Asti, there is. He, certainly. Ekaha, one. Mahan, very great. Gunaha, good quality. Kirtanat, by chanting. Eva, certainly. Krishnasya, of the holy name of Krishna. Muktatangaha, liberated from material bondage. Param, to the transcendental spiritual kingdom. Virajet, one can go. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Purport. After mentioning the innumerable faults of this age of Kali, Shukdev Goswami now mentions its one brilliant aspect. Just as one powerful king can kill innumerable thieves, one brilliant spiritual quality can destroy all the contamination of this age. It is impossible to overestimate the importance of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, especially in this fallen age. Om Ajnanate Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Uttapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Prashnapadan सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्यो प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण स्पीकिंग फॉर ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल होली नेम्स for the sake of my own purification. One of the most prominent verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam and also one of the most important verses, Kalir Dosha Nidhe Rajan. Kali is an ocean of faults, and this chapter is entitled Bhumi Geet. And in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the verse which summarized the faults of Kaliyuga, Prayanal Payushah Sabhya Kalau Asmin Yuge Janaha Mand Sumand Matayo Mandabhagyupadrata, that has been elaborated in this chapter by none other than Goddess Earth Bhudevi, Bhumi Gita, because none can be a better historian than the Earth. Our modern history does not go back beyond 3,000 years, that also beyond 1,500, everything gets wishy-washy, not no clear idea. So she has been witness to what has been happening since time immemorial, since she was there. Therefore we have the privilege and the fortune of having these Purans, ancient stories, history actually. And she's speaking about how the foolish kings who, out of forgetfulness of the transient nature of life, try to conquer over her and try to take charge of people. But time reduces them to merely historical accounts. All ends up just as names in history books, that so and so king existed. So the passion, the ambitions to control and conquer overwhelms the living entity and makes them forget that life is perishable. And she compares life to be like bubbles on the ocean, just appearing, and somehow the force of illusion is such that we forget. And even modern historians have accounted for this, that people have died, you know, as it is explained, prayanal payusha sabhya, that one of the faults of Kali Yuga is people will have short lives. And in this chapter, Bhudevi has mentioned that the people in the previous yugas would live for very long lives, very long time span, 100,000 years. And in the beginning of Kali Yuga, it was 100 years, and now it's reducing. So people will die out of natural causes pretty soon. And not only that, people will die because of wars and epidemics, pandemics, diseases, prematurely also. And historians have actually documented that in the last 3,500 years, there have been so many wars that we have hardly gotten about 250 years of peace. In the previous ages, as it was explained here by Bhumi Gita, that it was predominantly Paramhamsas. Manda Sumanda Matayo. Then eventually the spiritual degradation took place, and the Treta Yuga was dominated by Brahmins and Kshatriyas. And then came the Dwapar Yuga, where the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, they took over as majority of the population. And in Kali Yuga, it was majorly Shudras and barbarians, savages, as it's explained here. So naturally, what you expect is wars, and it has been documented that about billions of people have died. Recent history, we know, World War I, II, so many people. For no reasons, so many Jews were killed in Russia when communism was applied by Lenin, Stalin, and all other things. So many innocent people were harassed and killed. Besides that, so many diseases, pestilences. Just in last century, we saw that the Spanish plague, smallpox, killed millions of people all over the world. Mand Sumand Matayo. Their minds will not be inclined towards spiritual practice. And we can see that one of the classic phenomenons to witness is that the evil forces have joined hands. They're working well-coordinated efforts to push the mission of Kali Yuga. Whereas the divine forces seems to be scattered. So Mand Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Upadritaha. Bhagya, Prabhupada translates it as bad luck. So people who are born in Kali Yuga, very unlucky. Which in one sense, actually Bhagya means Prarabdha. Because you may not have done anything in this life, but certainly something you have done in order to deserve such a destiny. There was this recent news of one man who was incarcerated for 20 years. 20 years in jail. And finally his brother fought this case and got him released, and it was proven he is not guilty. A major chunk of the people who are in prison today, it is explained, is in the jail for no crime that they have done. They are in jail for a crime done by others. Imagine 20 years of your life gone for a crime you did not commit. Mandabhagya. So again, certainly he has not done anything in that life, but something in the past. We read about it. These are not isolated incidences. These are more commonplace these days. It may seem like that. Episode of a man known as Fritzl from Austria. He imprisoned his own daughter in a nuclear bunker below his house for 24 years. We can relate with these examples more at this time because we are all in lockdown, and it's quite frustrating actually. 1 year seems a lot. Not even a year actually. How many months now? About 6 months. Already we can see the effects. 6 months is a long time, and no sun. And that lady did not get a ray of sunlight on her skin for 24 years. Because in Austria, close to Germany, they would have these nuclear bunkers. It was common for houses to have nuclear bunkers below their houses, so they would be having cellars. So this man took her there, and there was incest, and they had 5 children, and finally it was discovered, and then she was, and that man was punished, and now he's spending his life in jail. Mandabhagya, literally, what has the child done to deserve such parents, abusive parents, abusive authorities, or whatever, who can be so ruthless, so wicked? Certainly, it is unfortunate, unlucky, something what we can technically, we can call it prarabdha rather than bhagya. Bhagya is also true, but generally bhagya is translated in English as lucky. It's not actually lucky, there's no such thing as luck. So, kaler dosha nidhi. Nidhi means whenever the scriptures wants to emphasize or highlight the magnitude of something, then compares that to an ocean. So, dosha nidhe, nidhi. You have girls' names as Nidhi. I know I had someone in my college. I never knew what the meaning was at that time. Nidhi. Yeah. Gupta. Still remember it. Anyway, it's trying to make connecting things. Nidhi means ocean. Well, now, today if you say ocean, yeah, people take it for granted because no problems. But thing is that ocean in those days, in the sense, like even you take, say, maybe in the 1400s when Christopher Columbus, he wanted to come in search of India, in search of Asia. So he thought, let me take a water route. So he went Atlantic, he went westwards. And he ended up in the Americas, yes. So how did he cross the ocean? By boat. There were no airlines. So to cross the ocean was like, oh. But today, if people want to cross the ocean, what do? Take a flight. Just take off light and that's over. It's done, like, done with it. You just go and sleep and that's it. By the time you wake up and you take some, you know, tea or something like that, then have you reached? And people come from, you know, abroad as if like they're coming from Borivali or Kandivali. Literally, you know, I know one devotee. He's every 3-4 months I see him in India and I say, kya yaar? And I've been in the ashram here, at least in Chowpatty since the last 15 years, and I've seen people come and go, come and go, come and go, and I was thinking, what? You know, what is this like? My own locker partner goes to Canada every year, you know. It goes and comes both ways. So, crossing the ocean is no big deal today. But that time, it was used as a Nidhi ocean. And it's nothing for people today, you know. At any point of time in a regular day, not during the lockdown period, but in a regular day, around 500,000 people, around 5 lakh people are in the air. They are flying. They are not on earth. They are not in heaven. They are in the air. They are flying. They are taking flights to some place. That's how commonplace it is to take a flight. So it is said that you can cross this ocean. How? By taking this new airlines, which is latest technology, not available at that time. It's meant for Kali Yuga. This Eko Mahan Guna. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. That means it's Krishna Kirtan Airways. You can see it like that. Which makes it so easy. And nullifies, as it is explained here, that one good quality, one quality, like visualize, say, a mountain, okay, a huge mountain of cotton. But how much does it take to burn it down? A small spark. So therefore, here in the purport it is explained, just like a small spark burns down the entire cotton. Or a ticket, a flight can help you cross the vast ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, cross the Indian Ocean to go to Australia or New Zealand, or, you know, cross the Pacific Ocean and, you know, go someplace in South America or whatever. Well, the thing is, it's that simple. And all we have to do is Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya. So, what worked in the previous ages will not work in this age. Outdated technology. It's like using, you know, these old computers. If you try to use it today, it won't work. Outdated. So therefore, the latest technology is Kirtan. Now, Kirtanad, Kirta, Kirti, root word is Kirti, which means glories. And it could mean katha, discussing, could mean anything. It could mean, you know, reading Gita, reading Bhagavad. But especially here it is Kirtan, actually, Krishna Kirtan, which actually means chanting of the holy names. Yajnanam, Japa Yajnasmi. And then other places also, as it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Naam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Pap Pranashanam Pranami Dukkha Shamanastam Namami Harim Param, that it is specifically melodies to sing, to chant Sankirtan. And therefore, where the Srimad Bhagavatam leaves off, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita takes over. Mahaprabhu Sankirtan Naam Sankirtanam Yasya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Gita leaves off, Bhagavatam begins, Bhagavatam leaves off, Chaitanya Charitamrita begins. So Kirtan especially is to sing the names of the Lord in melody. And, you know, if you make a study of the social websites, online websites, the two most popular online platforms is Facebook and YouTube. And on YouTube, stats show that 90 of the most viewed videos are music videos. 4 minute, you know, people love to watch it because people love melodies, people love music. It's pretty clear. And just think about it, that you see how the Supreme Lord, how Veda Vyas, how he has actually elaborated, and how the Acharyas have given us this process whereby everyone loves it. Melody is actually the companion of the soul. You know, melody is also like Paramatma, the melodies are also the companion of the soul. Tatha, Ganam, Natyam, everyone, it's natural for everyone, rhythm and melodies. So Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. So Kirtan will work, nothing else. Everyone loves it, and therefore, you know, it is said, I know so many devotees, you know, will come and sit, come to the temple, take darshan and kirtan, and all, very wonderful. Once the katha starts, okay, Hari Bol Prabhuji, and they're out. And they're all making a group there, and you know, they're doing the kirtan. Everyone is attracted to kirtan. And therefore, Rupa Goswami says, in a very beautiful verse, he says, Kashayan nacha bhojanadi niyaman nova vane vasato vyakhyanad athava munivrata bharat chittod bhava kshiyate kintu shvita kalinda shaila tanaya tireshu vikridato Govindasya Padaravinda Bhajanarambhasya Leshadapi. Very beautiful verse where he says that Kashayan Nacha Bhojana, it means Kashayan Yaniki saffron, by donning saffron cloth or by taking sannyas, you cannot quell the agitation of the mind, the lusty desires. Chittod bhava shiyate. Chitta utbhava shiyate. Does not, simply by taking saffron. Kashayan nacha bhojanadi niyaman. Not by controlling how much you eat. Chaturmas, eat once in a day. Give up sweets, whatever. These things also may not. Naja bhojanadi niyaman. Nova vane vasato. Okay, not by, you know, say maybe going to the forest, taking vanaprastha or something like that. Self-imposed isolation, social isolation, social distancing. Vane vasato. Vyakhyanad. Okay, let's become a scholar, Vedic scholar. Vyakhyanad. Reading a lot of commentaries, becoming a great scholar. Oh, so many verses, amazing. Vyakhyanat Athava Munivrata. Talking too much agitates the mind. Speak too much, I'm agitated. Vacho. So, Munivrata. Okay, take a vow of silence. Munivrata Bharat Chitto. This huge Chitta Udbhava. Shiyate. It does not. So then what? What will? Kintu Shvita. Shvita means abroad. Kalinda, Shaila, the great mountain, Kalinda. Tanaya, the daughter, Yamuna, which means, is referring to Yamuna. Tireshu, on the banks. Vikridato, the one who is playing on the banks of the Yamuna. Govindasya, basically referring to Lord Govinda. Govindasya. Arambhasya. Pada Arambhasya. That means when you begin to worship, Bhajanarambhasya. When you begin to glorify the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. Not even, you know, actually worshipping. You beginning it. And not even the beginning, Leshadapi. Just a little bit. You're just trying it out. And what happens? You can actually begin to control. That is how you can do it. Only through the service. And how particularly here it is explained. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. That means not Ganapati Kirtan or Durga Kirtan or anything else, or not even Vishnu Kirtan. Not even, you know, but here it is specifically mentioned, Krishna Kirtan. So, now, it is explained in the Shastra. So there is a meaning behind everything. And we are so fortunate to be in a sampradaya which has given us the highest. Without being boastful, in a humble spirit, but we have to acknowledge what is the truth, and sampradaya gives the highest. Therefore, it is said in the scriptures that chanting of the four Vedas will not give you a slight benefit which can equal even a slight benefit that you get by chanting the name of Vishnu. Even if you chant four Vedas, you will not get Koti Ashwamedha Yajna Ek Krishna Nama Sama. As it is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Koti Ashwamedha Yajna Ek Krishna Nama Sama Sait Pashandi Hoye Dande Tare Yama. Such a person is a Pashandi, he is a Mithyachari, he is a crook, pretender, and he needs to be sent to hell for punishment. You cannot even compare the chanting of the four Vedas with one name of Lord Vishnu that is mentioned. And then we know that in the Mahabharata it is explained, Bhishma is explaining in the Vishnu Sahasranam, Shri Rama Rama Rameti Rame Rame Manurame Sahasranam Tattulyam Rama Nama Varanane. That 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu is equal to one name of Lord Rama. That is the potency. And Vishnu, and then in the Brahmanda Purana it is explained that Sahasra Nam Nam Punya Nam Trir Avritya Tu Yat Phalam Eka Avritya Tu Krishnasya Nam Ekam Prech. That means you take one name of Krishna and you get the benefit of chanting three names of Lord Ram, which means you get the benefit of chanting Vishnu Sahasra Nam three times. Vishnu Sahasranam takes about 25-30 minutes to chant. You know, you save so much of time, basically, and you get a lot of potency and the highest rasa. So, Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. Krishna Kirtan. Muktaha. Sangaha. And what happens? Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. You immediately become free from all these unwanted misgivings. And we can see there cannot be a better example than Srila Prabhupada. What he did, because he actually demonstrated the power of the holy name of Krishna. And of course, I'll come back to that, but you know, Krishna Kirtan, and especially what Krishna Kirtan. Because even with Krishna Naam, there are so many mantras. Now someone will say, what mantra should I chant? Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Om Namo Narayanaya. Or what? If you see, the efficacy of this particular mantra given to us by our acharya, sampradaya acharyas, of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is especially very significant, because that's one mantra which is so versatile, it can be put into thousands and thousands of melodies. One mantra and so many melodies. I've never seen any mantra which can be strung onto so many melodies. No. In fact, in 2003, 2002, when I was in Pune, one congregation devotee approached me and he said, Prabhuji, kya na is bar Janmashtami mein fundraising nahi ho raha mujhse. He had come from outside some place, Dubai, some abroad some place in America or something, and then He was new to the, and he was not very good at fundraising. You couldn't reach out to people and that's how they would do it in that place. So he came to me and he said, Prabhuji, mujhse fundraising nahi aur hum log aisa kyun nahi karte ki aap gaiye studio mein, studio time mein sponsor karunga aur hum log CD banayenge aur usko bechenge, paisa banayenge aur mandir ko de denge. So So I said, all right, it's not a bad idea. We can try it. I'll just go get blessings and we'll do it. So I took blessings from temple president at that time. And then I went to the studio, and it was my first time. I did not know much, and I was certainly confused how to go about things and made a lot of mistakes. But anyway, I did my stuff, and I sang about six tunes or something. We cut a CD. And so while that man was editing the CD, he was having a really difficult time. Because generally, they identify the tunes and, you know, the variations in the tune by the lyrics. Yeah? By the lyrics. They were professionals. And that's how they would, when they would say, you know, they would label it. Like, they would cut one section. And wherever there is an error, like, sur bigad gaya, so they would cut it and they would improvise, like, you know, by putting the good part into the thing. And so they would label it, la, by putting these things, like, something like, you know, something say, Mile Sur Mile Mera Tumhara, you know, that thing. Suppose if you have that song, then they would title it Mile Sur. Then something like that. They would title the clips that way. But then how do you title a clip where it's only Mahamantra? His head was spinning in all directions. He couldn't understand. He said, kaise hai? Ek mantra aur itna sara tune? So I said, ye to kuch bhi nahi hai. Aap, bahut, millions of tunes. Ek hi mantra. Bula, achha. So I was also confused. He was telling me, kya tumko aata nahi hai? Tum taiyari wagera karke nahi aaye kya tum? First time. And then after some time, when he started to edit, he was also confused. So, karma, you see. So, the glories of the holy name. One mantra, the versatility of this mantra especially, that you could put it in so many melodies. Therefore, it is said in the Purans, Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kali Kalmashanashanam Nata Paratarupaya Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. You search all the Vedas, you cannot find a better mantra like the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Truly. And there is nobody else like Srila Prabhupada. You search everywhere in the three worlds, you will not find somebody like Srila Prabhupada who has actually demonstrated the versatility and the efficacy of the holy names, the chanting of the holy names, the conversions, the transformations of people, so drastic in their lifestyle. Brilliant. That gives hope to people. Not someone, you know, born in an extremely pious family who are already chanting. Glories to them, glories. But to actually demonstrate what Mahaprabhu did 500 years ago by transforming Jagai and Madai, that Srila Prabhupada did. And we can see that how he inspired those people by giving them amazing, inspiring opportunities, creative, inspiring opportunities to his disciples to be inspired in this process. And therefore, becoming free from sin, muktaha, sangha, is very easy. Now there is a catch here. Okay. Mukta sangha, but will you get devotion by chanting Hare Krishna? Well, that comes with conditions apply. But however, yes, to become free from sins is easy. You just chant Hare Krishna. Yes. And therefore, in the, you know, there's a very nice story that how the Lord is protected when a person chants holy names. It's very, very famous. Everyone knows it, you know, that how Naradji was preaching to one man. He was very busy, very not interested in spirituality. And he would always give excuses that, Naradji, I'm so busy, no time. So Narad said, you spend time in the toilet, yes? Do you go to the loo? Yeah, this? So yeah, obviously. Everyone. So okay, at least that time you can chant Hare Krishna. Isn't that offensive? To chant Krishna's name in the toilet? I heard that you shouldn't do these things in the toilet. He said, no, for you, exception. Do it. Chant Hare Krishna in the toilet. Or chant Ram. Chant Ram Ram. So he said, okay. So he went and then he used to chant in the toilet, Ram, 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 Ram. So Hanuman was passing from there and he saw Ram, Ram, Ram. He heard chanting and he was thinking, wonderful, who's chanting my Prabhu's name? Who's this glorious person? Let me go. And when he came, he saw that this man is sitting in the toilet and he's chanting. He became very offended. He's insulting my Prabhu. He's chanting my Prabhu's name in the toilet. How horrible. And he goes to punish him and wanted to slap him. As soon as he reached, Hanuman could not touch him. And Hanuman is wondering, what is this? There's no one more powerful than me in the three worlds. What is that power that is forcing me, that is stopping me? Narada appeared there and he said, hey Hanuman, don't you know that anyone who's chanting the holy names is protected? Not even you, Hanuman, can touch a person who's chanting the holy names of Lord Ram. He said, oh Gurudev, it is you. Oh, sorry sir, it's your instructions. Holy name can be chanted in every situation. Of course, Hanuman knows everything, but it is a point that we can all learn, that a person chanting the holy names is protected in all aspects. All aspects. Therefore, in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, beautiful verse spoken by Yamaraj himself to Yamadutas, says, Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani. Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani. Durdarsha Lingani Mahadabhutani. Rakshanti Te Tad Bhakti Matascha. Mattascha Martyan Athasarvatascha. Bhutani Vishnu Surapujitani. Bhutani Vishnu means the servants of Lord Vishnu, which means the Vishnu Dutas, who are worshipable even by the God, Surapujitani. Durdarsha Lingair Mahadbhutani. Very difficult to get their darshan. Vishnu Dutas. Yam Dutas, everybody gets, more or less. In Kali Yuga, everyone gets it. After death. And some people get it while living also. Like some of our devotees are empowered, they can see Yamdutas. Have seen, yes? You know that? Okay, fine, we'll meet after. I'll tell you. Yeah, they actually saw Yamdutas. But Durdarsha Lingani, their forms are very difficult to see. To see Vishnu Dutta means you're going back. Durdarsha Lingani, Mahadbhutani, their forms are so divine. They're so splendid. They're almost like Narayan. They look like Narayan. Rakshantite bhakti matascha. That means they are protecting the devotees. From whom? From others. From those who may become envious of the devotees who are chanting. And matascha. And they are protected even from me. Matascha. I also have no jurisdiction over them. Matascha. Martyani or anyone else in this world, even the gods, they are included. They cannot touch a devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna. Mattascha, Martyani, Atas Sarvatascha, and whatever situation they are in, maybe there is a pandemic situation, or coronavirus, or who knows, there may be war, or anything, whatever, natural calamities, earthquakes, famines or something, whatever situation, a devotee is always protected by the Vishnu Dutas. So says the verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So basically the Vishnu Dutas are like guardian angels. You know, even in the Christian tradition they speak about concept called as guardian angels. That's somebody who is dedicated to, you know, the Lord. Then there are guardian angels who are always moving around protecting them in all situations. So the Vishnu Dutas are actually there. And the proof is, Ajamil, when he chanted, even though he didn't want to chant, he was offensive in his chanting actually. In a sense, because he did not intend to call Vishnu, he called it son. That's it. But still, what happened? He was protected from going to hell. Patito, and it is said, other verses are there. What is that? Patitam skalito, sandashta stapta ahataha, harir iti aveshenaha, puma narhati yatana. Patitam skalito bhagna, that if you fall while falling down, skalito, while slipping, bhagna, when you maybe break a bone, sandashtas, maybe you are bitten by a snake, tapta, you are having high fever, ahata, or you are about to die, at that time, harir, you chant the name, hari, hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, hare hare, hare Ram. So you chant, somehow or another, the names of Lord Hari comes into your mouth. You didn't intend to, but it just came. Hare iti avishenaha. Helplessly, vibhash hokar, agar wo shabd nikal jata hai aapke mukh se, to kya hoga? Puman narhati yatana. You don't have to suffer in hell. You are protected. so, mukta sanga param vrajet. That is the power of the holy name. So powerful, it can protect you. You know, there is a story where the rishis were discussing, again, very well known famous story, about rishis, sadhus, brahmins discussing as to who is more powerful. Who is more powerful? Is it the Lord or is it His holy name? South Indian Acharyas, Sri Vaishnava Acharya, they say, you know, that the glory of the holy name is that it is like an ornament. You know, and the Lord is like a gold brick. Like someone gives you a gold ornament and the same weight of gold in a form of a brick or a biscuit. Sone ka biscuit or a gold ornament. What will you take? Yes? Obviously, because it's usable, is it not? It's usable. You can use it. It's already made then. You can give it to someone. You can give it to the Lord. Use it directly. What will you do with a brick? Yeah, you can just put it on your showcase. That's all. So, holy name is like that. You can use it. It's more accessible. Yeah. But there's another dimension. Okay, who's more powerful? Is it the holy name or the Lord? So there was a discussion, debate, and all the rishis got together and they said, Narada, can you please help out? Narada said, all right, I will. So he goes to Hanuman. So the Hanuman, please, one task for you. On my instruction, I want you to do some mischief. Go and irritate Vishwamitra Muni. You want to do this? So Hanuman says, all right, I will. Your Gurudev instruction. So he goes and he does some mischief. Vishwamitra is very offended, hot tempered, was a Kshatriya previously. So some, he goes to Lord Ram and he says, Lord, I'm sorry, he says, Ram, I want you to punish this Hanuman because he thinks he can get away by doing mischief. Punish him. So Ram, with a heavy heart, is thinking, oh, I have to punish Hanuman, my dear devotee. Anyways, instruction of Gurudev, will of the providence, some good may come out of it. I'll do my duty. Follows the instructions, takes his Amogabaan, he takes, equips it and aims, and he's known for never missing his target. Shoots, arrow goes towards Hanuman, and at the last moment the arrow is deflected. Everyone is watching what's happening. He takes another arrow and he shoots again, last moment it's deflected, and he's not successful. He is not successful in harming or punishing Hanuman. And what was Hanuman doing? He was chanting the names of Lord Ram. Ram, 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 Jai Shri 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 Ram. So Ram is thinking, now what should I do? And he goes to his Guru and he says, Gurudev, now give me permission to use Brahmastra. Because none of my weapons are working. Seems I have to use Brahmastra. So just at that time, Narada went to Vishwamitra and he said, you know, if you forgive Hanuman, you will be known as a very compassionate guru. So Vishwamitra says, is it? Okay, alright, I'll forgive him. So he forgives him but anyway, all the rishis got the point that the holy name of Lord Ram is more powerful than even the Lord himself. So, Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Rajet. Mukta Sangha. You will certainly become Mukta. However, will you get devotion? Will you get devotion? Well, that comes with certain conditions. Conditions apply. Well, you will get liberation, but liberation is not eternal. Yeah. As explained by our Acharyas. Mukti hitvan yatha rupam swarupena vivasthiti. So how will you get it? You will get it when you chant without offenses. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Bahu janme yadi kare shravana kirtan. Bahu janme yadi kare shravana kirtan. Tabhutto na paaye Krishna premadhan. Many, many lifetimes keep chanting Hare Krishna. Still, you will not get Krishna prem. Because of this. Therefore, the offenses need to be avoided. And then there is hope. Because it is not a mechanical process. It's not a machine that, it's not a vending machine that you put a coin means your, you know, thing will come out. It's not like an Amazon where you place an order and it will get it. No, because Krishna is a person and he will decide. I mean, one can chant Hare Krishna and go to hell also, for all you may know. Why just Vaikuntha? Why not? Why can't God do that? Krishna can? Why not? He's independent. So when you go into that realm, there are other things. So therefore, here the conditions apply, and then what are the conditions? To avoid the sins and avoid the offenses. And that is another part and another side of the discussion. But here it is explained that liberation is assured for one who chants Hare Krishna. And I don't want to do an injustice to the person who will be speaking tomorrow, which is the last verse in this chapter of Bhumigit. So, Holy Name Week, all glories to the Holy Name. Jaya Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki, Jaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Gaur Premanandi.